Hi, I'm Jim Reed. This is a page from my Red Clay Diary. It's all about life, actually. This is called The Domino Match Theory Goes Up in Smoke. Jimmy 3 lives and breathes in a 1950s Deep South village. Lower your eyelids for a moment. Travel back in time with me. Let's take a look at this young boy named Jimmy 3. He actually exists both back then and 70 years later, right now. There he sits behind the itchy bushes of his front yard on Eastwood Avenue, the stub of a pencil held tight in his teeth. There's a scraggly notebook in his lap. A fizzed out Pepsi Cola bottle leans against his leg on the uneven red dirt. A box of wooden kitchen matches is at his side, next to two filched cigarettes. Jimmy 3 is a daydreamer who writes down his dreams and ideas and fleeting thoughts and oblique notions. He writes them with his penknife sharpened pencil. He hides his papered out pourings in a special place inside the house. Jimmy 3 is looking around to make sure nobody can see him from the street. His mom is downtown paying bills in person. His siblings are away adventuring. For this moment, Jimmy 3 is alone and loving it. This is his first time to attempt to smoke a real cigarette. Up till now, his playtime fantasies consisted of unlit pretend smokes, twig cigars, whittled pipes, rabbit tobacco scraps, pantomimed Bogart gestures. Smoking looks so cool to Jimmy 3. He picks up a Lucky Strike, pokes it into his mouth, pushes open the cardboard drawer, and selects one hardwood phosphorus-tipped stick. He recalls his mom cautioning him to close the box prior to striking a match, lest the whole shebang lights up. Now he has met his match and is about to rub it quickly against the sandpapered strip affixed to the domino label. How will this work? He wonders. Do I take the cigarette out of my mouth to light it, or do I risk singeing my eyebrows? He tries to remove the cigarette from his mouth, but it, ouch, finds that his moistened lips are stuck to the thin paper. Another lesson learned. Dry your lips before smoking. The soggy end of the cigarette isn't fit to use, so Jimmy 3 reverses it, placing the untouched part between dry lips. He strikes the match, reassured by the acrid smell, and holds its lighted end to the cigarette. What to do next? He blows through the Lucky Strike, but the tobacco goes cold. Why won't it remain lit? By now he's yelling, ouch, number two, because his match has burned down to the fingertips. He stomps on the embers. Taking a deep breath, once again scanning his whereabouts to make sure no one is there to observe his humiliation, he picks up the second cigarette. The first one is a mess, shredded, useless on the red clay. Here is my final chance to get this thing going, he mutters. What other way do you smoke a cigarette? Well, maybe I can light up, suck in instead of blowing out and see what happens. What if I suck the flaming tip into my mouth? Third, ouch! Lucky strike between dry lips. Flaming match held to the cigarette tip. He sucks powerfully. It works. It works so well his lungs suddenly fill with unaccustomed smoke. His coughing spasms seem endless. His tearing up eyes are blinding, and his entire project is doomed. Jimmy 3 extinguishes the match, shreds the cigarettes, buries all the evidence, returns the domino matches to the kitchen, and hopes nobody will ever suspect what happened. Saving the empty Pepsi bottle for deposit return, Jimmy 3 goes to his room and nurses the upset stomach he will have the rest of the day. An upset stomach created from the inhalation of phosphorus fumes and wood smoke and smoldering tobacco and a dash of guilt. Jimmy 3 retrieves his notebook and pencil stub and makes some notes. And he resolves to move on to less risky experiments, a resolution he sometimes keeps and sometimes breaks, like the time he climbs the old smokestack near the neighborhood and nearly gets into a hole passel of trouble, but that story comes later.